counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's not completely true. It's not Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
It's not even close.
It's Anthony Enman and the Wayne Hansen.
Thanks, pal. I'm really happy to be back here with you. And I'm a little surprised that the intro music or intro is wrong still, but that's fine.
It's you shame me. You shame me every time you come on.
It's okay. No. I mean, eventually it's going
to
be you and I.
Do you realize how much money it takes for me to get those made? None.
Eventually, Brian will be out of the picture. It'll be you and I. Things will be good. The listeners will be happy.
Are you saying that you're coming on? Is that full time? Is that what you want?
Well,
I'll see you next
Brian
week
might,
then.
Brian might be listening. We'll talk off air.
Okay.
Anyway, it's nice to be back on the Earshot. Great show. Glad to be a part of the 100th episode last week.
Yes.
And the 101st this week. So this is wonderful.
It was good to be able to chat with you. And we did celebrate our 100th episode. Gave away a nice CD prize pack as well. And congratulations to that lucky individual.
Yeah,
who won.
Too cool.
It was great. It is the Earshot 20. If you're just joining us, well, of course you are, because it's the beginning of the program. We are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Wayne will let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Brian's got that right down to like the slim pickings, eh?
I thought it seemed shorter.
He did. He said, I'm going to get it down to something that's manageable and deliverable quickly, because that's what they want to hear, the music.
And you know, for listeners out there that haven't gone to Earshot Online, they really should. It's actually a great website and great for the musical knowledge.
That is correct. And you want to find us online, you can do it a few ways. You can email us at earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We're going to do that today. We're going to chat with Cole Savoy from St. John, New Brunswick.
Very fun.
And we're also going to hear from Stephen Karlick, of course, in the program to bring the entertainment news and the countdown from 20 to 1. We will bring it to you, all courtesy of the Earshot charts. So, it's time to get going. What are they going to hear first, Wayne?
All right, in at number 20, Perfect Pussy, Say Yes to Love.
That's the album. They're actually going to hear a different song than that, but...
Oh,
I know it's been a while. I know, it's fine. You can take your ease back into this. It's good.
I've already done it.
It's good. Stick around. Here's your number 20 this week. It's Perfect Pussy and Big Stars on the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
number 19. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
Dog. I took you off your leash.
It's the Earshot 20.
All right. So what you just heard was Bring Me Your Love by St. Vincent. Algiers from Afghan Wigs. And kicking off the show, the 101st episode, Big Stars by Perfect Pussy.
That was a lot of energy there, Wayne.
Yeah, I really ramped it up.
You're good. I think I'm going to keep you.
All right.
What do you think Brian would think about it? I think he'd just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, his attitude.
Yeah, exactly.
How he is.
Very passive.
If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmund, Wayne Hansen. See what I almost did there?
It's fine.
Because I remember, it's all by memory. Wayne Hansen is on the other side of the mic. Brian is out, and I think he's out gallivanting the streets of, I don't know where he went, actually. He went
Ottawa.
To a station manager's caucus.
Ottawa.
Oh, in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the old PM.
Yeah.
Mr. Harper, that guy.
That guy. Remember, we're nationally syndicated.
That's right. I see, when Brian's not here, it's also everything goes off the rails. That's what happens.
I'm really looking
here.
Forward to Cole Savoy being in the studio, Bad People, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll be good. Coming up later in the program, we're going to be talking with a St. John, New Brunswick artist, Cole Savoy of Bad People. And coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to hear from Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. We're going to be chatting about entertainment news, but first, a couple more tracks to bring you, and Wayne is going to let you know what is coming up next.
All right, so coming up next, we have a track off Bob Dylan in the 80s, which is going to be a great one, and Nap Eyes and the Pack AD in at number 15.
You got it. It is Built to Spill. This is from Joker Man for Bob Dylan, and it is your number 17 this week. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Walking around the outstretched light.
Shot 20. Number 16.
All right, there you heard Tribal Thoughts by Napeyes and Bob Dylan with Joker Man, which to me did not sound like Bob Dylan, but it was, so enjoy.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Another week, another countdown, and that means new entertainment news for you as well. And joining us on the line is senior editor at Exclaim and a friend of ours here at the Earshot 20, Stephen Karlick, is with us another week. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Of course, and listeners will have to forgive me for my stuffed up voice. I'm just battling the end of a cold here.
That's all right. I think they value the information that you give so much that the fact that you come in on a day that you're sick to do this, you are you're like God to them. The entertainment God.
maybe they can. Maybe there's some listeners at home all cuddled up in a blanket, sick themselves, and they can feel better about the fact that one day they'll be just like me.
They sympathize
coming out the other end.
All right. Well, we'll kick things off with some news about Jay-Z.
Yeah, some interesting news broke a few days ago about Jay-Z. His producer, or a former producer, Chauncey Mann, was allegedly trying to sell a trove of recordings made between 1998 and 2002. Chauncey Mann worked on two of Jay-Z's albums with him, In My Lifetime 3, and they also worked on La Familia, The Dynasty. Masters from those records went missing in 2002, believed to be lost, but they came out with Chauncey Mann, who apparently was trying to sell them for $100,000 to pay for a storage fee. But when he went to store them, Los Angeles police were waiting for him, took him in for questioning, as they determined the ownership of the tapes and whether or not this was an extortion case. He told TMZ that Def Jam had asked him to keep track of the recordings and was thus asking for $100,000, which he later brought down to $75,000 for payment for holding on to them. But now it's come out, Just Blaze, who is one of Jay-Z's producers now, along with Young Guru, came out with sort of a Twitter spree on April 21st, just about how, about this situation, what's going on, and how apparently he has masters of everything, it's not a big deal, and that Chauncey Mann is making sort of a fool of himself. You can see the series of tweets if you go check out our website. The story is about Jay-Z's producer denying wrongdoing in the alleged extortion case. So some interesting stuff there, not a lot of clarity. The album masters seem to be in okay hands, but it's unclear yet who's going to be charged with what.
Some real money to rake in there too, I would assume. If a fan of Jay-Z got wind of it, he probably could have made the $100,000 that he was looking for.
Well, see, that would have made it a definite extortion case if he sold it to fans, and apparently they are worth millions of dollars. So I don't think that was the case, but I mean, I guess we'll hear from the LAPD or something.
All right. Move on now, and we'll move to another story, and this is about Lamb of God.
Yeah, this is kind of a funny one. Metal fans out there will know that Lamb of God is a fairly famous metal band with a lot of history behind them, and their logo is famously, it says Lamb of God in all lowercase letters, and it has sort of a bony sort of metal look going on with it. And now, that world and the world of church-based community theater have collided. Over the Easter weekend, a church in Salem, Virginia was putting on a religious play about the real Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, and used the Lamb of God logo on the tickets for the show. The gaffe was revealed on Reddit and was reported on by Metal Sucks, and the ticket stub, you can see a photo of it online. It's kind of hilarious. It's a local church putting on some sort of Easter drama. We're not sure exactly. I'm sure it has to do with Jesus. And so this church in Salem, Virginia, posted on their Facebook, quote, "We understand there have been some unfriendly comments online because of a graphic we used on one of our invitation tickets that had not been properly vetted. That graphic is on those tickets only and is not the official logo for the drama. We apologize for our mistake and for any confusion we may have caused. Now back to our true purpose, that is lifting the name of Jesus Christ." So some pretty hilarious mix-ups there, considering that the band used to be called Burn the Priest.
Oh, jeez.
So that's sort of the hilarious music-related Easter news.
Wow, I don't even know what to say about that. I wonder if they incorporated any metal music into the play, then maybe it might have been acceptable. I don't know.
I assume it was people, wow, look, there's already a Lamb of God logo. How convenient.
That is convenient indeed. All right, we'll take a break. Come back in the second hour of the program with Stephen. But first, we're going to continue the countdown, and Wayne's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, coming up next, Needles, the Pack AD, followed by Demand Destruction by Gord Downie and Sadies.
Watching the tide, sitting in the sand, waiting for the sound to arrive. Creeping behind the mountain. Holy water has nothing on. Every wave that breaks is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off. Why would I live life worried all the time? Shouldn't be a surprise. It's easy to be terrified. Oh, believe me, I've tried everything. I'm still sitting on needles and pins. Every breath I take is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off. Every breath I take is a second that I cannot replace. And when I feel like this, I wish I could shut it off.
Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was a beauty. That was Demand Destruction, Gord Downie and the Sadies, and it has his stamp all over it. And before that, you heard... It does. They're new to the charts.
Do you know who that is?
Gord Downie, yeah, for sure.
You're older, so that makes sense.
And they're in at number 14, new to the charts this week. And before that, you heard Needles by Pac AD. Kind of dropped from last week, down to 15 from 4. Beauty tune, Needles.
All right, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We're going to take a break from the countdown as we welcome live in studio. We don't get to do this very often. Normally we do phoners just because there's people that are all over the place. But it's great when we have an artist from the city here in the studio. And Cole Savoy joins us from Bad People, chat about their recent release. Cole, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. And I think Wayne's okay too. He's
I'm super.
He likes to twit and all that stuff, if that's the right word.
I think it's the right term.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting right now.
Are you? Good, good. So Cole, tell us a little bit about this release.
That release is my first full band release. I had one previously. It was just by myself. And basically I went up to my friend Corey one night. We were watching a show at Peppers, and I asked him to record me again, and he suggested that I do a full band production kind of thing. So I was going in planning to do 6 songs full band, and then it turned out to be 10 full songs with one like interlude kind of thing. And I'm happy with it. I was planning to went in basically thinking and take a week. It took like 4 months. Corey and I played most of the instruments on it. We had 3 or 4 friends come and help us do things we couldn't do.
Very kind of an eclectic mix here of artists, including another local artist, Babette Hayward, who's also well known around these parts.
Yes.
What was it like to work with all those people and put this together as part of? And I mean, you incorporated some unique instruments too. Like I see the violin there and some other instruments. What was it like to put that all together as a full band?
It was fun. It was really fun. It happened fairly quick because Corey and I basically jammed once before we started recording this, and it was not a lot of it, but most of it was on the fly, kind of we'd see what would work, what would fit in kind of thing, and then what we think would go in. We had their stand-up bass and electric bass. We had Corey played electric bass on all 10 tracks, and then Mark Jeffrey played stand-up bass on all 10 tracks, and some of the tracks have stand-up and electric bass both on them. We just went and thought to mix everything, whatever fit, whatever we thought would go kind of thing.
So cool. You wrote these songs for yourself.
Yes.
And you recorded, but then the recording is much different because you have a full band. So did it change the songs, and did it change them for a good way, or how does that all unfold?
It did change the songs. They're a lot longer now. And I find I prefer to play full band now. Corey got his bandmates and Little You, Little Me together, Gavin and Jeff, to play bass and guitar, and Corey plays the drums. And they're playing at the Pub Down Under tonight, by the way. And yeah, they're the full band, and I just really enjoy it. It's a lot more fun, a lot more full sounding than just the me with a suitcase and a hi-hat and an acoustic guitar.
And when you put these, when you put the album together, when you put your songs together on the album, was there a theme that you had in mind when you put this, when you put all the tracks together, or was it, is it kind of just a mix of different songs that you threw together for the album?
It's just the songs that I wrote. I wrote all these songs. I started doing in Bad People February of 2013. That's when I started writing my songs and had my first show and stuff like that. And my first show, I released the CD on the anniversary of my first show. Just basically it's what I've done in 1 year pretty much. So I just wanted to keep it simple.
Excellent. Well, you're no stranger to music. We know that. You've been part of lots of groups in the city over the past, and mm-hmm. we wish you the best of luck with this release moving forward. We're going to cut to a track now on the album from Bad People, self-titled, first full length. And you can find these guys online a couple of places. If I can find my sheet where it is, badpeople.bandcamp.com. It's facebook.com/IamBadPeople and @BadPeopleNB on Twitter. All are places where you can find them. And Cole, thanks very much for joining us on the program.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, guys.
No problem. Here is Bad People and a song called Girl. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
That was Bad People Girl and an extra this week for the Earshot 20 from local band Bad People. You can check them out online, badpeople.bandcamp.com. We're going to keep the countdown going now. Wayne's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13 this week.
And at number 13, Adonis Adonis, Angus Mountain.
Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 12.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that's what I love about this show. Just heard some great jazz from the Soul Jazz Orchestra. That was One Lip to Live. In at number 11 from number 6. Is that right?
One Life, to Live.
You wrote Lip.
No, you wrote
But it was a beauty of a song. So Soul Jazz Orchestra, One Life to Live. In before that, we heard Past Lives by Real Estate. In at number 12 this week from number 10 last week. And before that was Angus Mountain by O'Donis O'Donis.
See, I told you, it's just, this show is just going down the hills.
It's a beauty show.
It is a beauty show. It's because I'm beautiful. That's why. Huh? Huh? No? Oh, there's the Brian in you. not giving me anything on that.
No.
No. All right. It is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. First 10 is now complete. I'm Anthony Edman. Wayne Hansen joins me in studio. And every week, the countdown is done from that website. And we record and broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time in St. John, New Brunswick. And then we send out to for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for airing this program. You can also find us on radioforall.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. Stick around when we come back. The top 10, plus Stephen Karlick, and more. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.